when we made this okay. bit to her. And she won 8cc.
And that 15 years, how much success did you have?
Well, we really got, yeah, we had, you know.
You weren't winning CCs and producing champions, though.
Yeah, we had a dog with 6 reserve CCs.
Okay.
We had a curly tail, and they didn't like it. Didn't okay. They? Could never get a CC. And,
yeah. So you never thought of giving up? You never got sort of fed up the way you see. You know, people get fed up all the time now. They don't win. They don't. You just kept going, and you had the same enthusiasm for it during all that time.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. And how big were the shows then? I mean, going back to the 60s and 70s, are we talking 400 at a Staffordshire
show? Well, not so early on, though. That you're getting into the 80s before you start getting them numbers.
Okay, right. All right, so it wasn't always massive then. In the 60s and the 70s, there weren't huge classes.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Even Cross didn't get big entries as they get now.
Right.
I mean, we've got a lot of people coming from abroad now that make big numbers up there. Yeah. The last time I judged at North East, there were 27% of the entry from abroad.
Yeah.
So you never got them from abroad.
Okay.
The nearest you would get would be Ireland, and that's it.
Right. And what was the name of your the first Crofts winner, best of breed?
Rendon Deadly Nightshade.
Rendon Deadly Nightshade. Okay. Yeah. And so she was a bitch, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And she was by Hurricane Judy Hill.
Yeah.
And then we had another champion.
Can you remember that day when she won Best of Breed at Crofts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But there were no cameras around in those days, right. No videos or anything.
Yeah.
Like that.
Were you handling or?
No, Dorothy.
Dorothy handled
yeah, it. Was, yeah, there was a. You read it, it's about. I've mentioned it. Like, but this couple who had the sire.
Yeah.
They came, they saw this, they're in the box, and this one, she was a funny one, really, like, on her own, and they said, like, you'll never even sell that one.
Yeah.
And then they said, oh, well, we won't sell it, we'll keep it.
Right.
So she says, well, you're never going to do anything with it. All oh, right, well, when did you go? She said, I'll show my dog. So that's what, then Dorothy got really going then.
Right.
And she showed it. Made it up.
Yeah.
Best of Breed at Crofts.
Right.
And
so was that an incredible moment for you and Dorothy? I mean, were you really was that a day to remember or very special or were you so used to it by then that you were sort of
it's such a while to remember. I suppose we were quite pleased about it. And then
was she a champion when she won it?
And then from there on, we then had we had another one by the same dog, Hurricane Judy, and that had to be spared as well. The Pyometra, they both had Pyometra, so there were two champion bitches there.
Yeah.
I couldn't breed off.
Okay.
Right. But
they were both Rendon. So one was Deadly Nightshade, and the other one was. Remember her name?
Just a minute. Where am I doing with it? We had a bitch called No Retreat.
No Retreat, yeah.
She became a champion.
Right. And they both had Pyometra and had to be.
No, not Retreat, no, but it was Deadly Nightshade and Delta Dawn.
Delta Dawn?
Yeah. So we never had them.
Yeah.
And those two, they went living with our friends. Like,
do you remember how much the pups were? How much did you sell them for?
Yeah. They were probably.
Are we into the?
They were probably about 12 and 15. But there a guy came.
Shillings.
Like, pounds.
Oh, pounds. Yeah. Okay.
We're going on to pounds then.
Yeah.
And there a guy came along like into the breed like, and he a bit of a.
Are we into the 70s now? Are we sort of?
We're in the 70s now, and this guy come along like, and he got a champion. He bought a dog and made a champion up like, and he started got involved, and you know.
Yeah.
And he said, I think my pups are worth £25.
Right.
£25, you'll never sell them at £25. And he sold them all.
Okay.
And what happened then? Prices started to go up and go up, up, up. And, well, before we know, they were up to their 100.
Right. Are we into the 80s now? Because you had one Croft by this stage, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
And that was into the 80s, wasn't it? Yeah. Okay. So what was the stud fees then? Can you remember when it was £15?
About 12.
Okay, so it's always been about the same as a pup, hasn't
right,
it?
Right,
sort of equivalent of that.
Yeah.
Okay, and so who was the best champion you bred then? You've had 10 altogether.
Oh, Dumbledore.
You've had 10 altogether?
Nine
altogether, yeah.
Dumbledore. Champion Rendo and Dumbledore of Casimir.
Drummer boy. Okay, yeah.
That's that picture there, these.
Okay, right. And you bred him yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
We bred them all ourselves. They're all
okay. Now, do you think any other kennel will ever match that? Nine champions?
We'll match it.
Do you think any other kennel?
I should think somebody will eventually.
Yeah.
But as I say, that record has been in existence for 30 years.
Right. So how long was it between your first and your last champion? Do you know what the dates were for that?
77 to about the last one, which was Rendon Revelation, and he was born about 25, 26 years ago.
Okay.
So in between
Okay.
It all happened.
So it's about a 15-year period from 79 to sort of
15 to 18 period.
Okay. So, what a champion every couple of years then, almost.
Well, we're the champion every 4.1. A champion for every 4.1 litter.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And okay. So just some of the numbers. You said how many litters did you say it was?
37.
Yeah, and nine champions, and you and Dorothy have been. Judging that whole time as well as showing and having Staffords at home.
All this I'm telling you, it's all there. They're on. We're only saying.
Yeah, great. And let me just have a look at my list here. So what's the dog that you were most proud of, Norman, was the drummer boy, was Rendon Drummer Boy. Was that your favourite?
Well, probably of them all.
Yeah, no, she should be with that record. Who was the best one? I mean,
the most popular one was Drummer Boy.
And what was really nice about him, do you think?
Well, he was balanced.
Right.
Have you not seen videos of
him? No, I've never seen him. Yeah.
I mean, I've sent videos. In fact, there's been one out now. I've had out lately on Rendon.
Yeah.
The Western where he won the CC there. Yeah.
Right. So what were you striving for in your breeding during that time? You knew what you liked, did you? Did you have a very strong idea?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I wanted something that was balanced. Up on the leg where they were all, you know.
Yeah.
Now Deadly Night, she was a little bit like that.
Okay.
But as I went on about this, I wanted something that was balanced. Like, I didn't want to see bully stuff. I didn't want bully stuff. I wanted.
Yeah. Okay. So slightly up on the way.
I wasn't particularly what they used to call an headhunter. Somebody that wanted these big crumping heads.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people I've heard say, like, if a staff has not got a head, it hasn't got anything.
Yeah.
Which is rubbish, actually.
Yeah.
And. I've always followed that path, balance, bit of everything in between.
Right. Yeah. And when you hear people talk about Staffords and they say, is this Stafford fit for function? And their function, I guess, they're talking about is dogfighting. Do you think
I think for when they think about this for function, I think this is what they'd like them to be, but they can't fight them, but the function is fighting, so you can only
surmise.
They would love to. These people would love to fight them if they only could.